Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studios. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Feels like fall, you know? It's kind of getting a little gray out there. I'm sure you guys are still like 97 degrees or some crazy shit.
Smoky as fuck over here.
It's getting, I mean, half the time I can't tell if it's just an early sunset or it's, you know, the city's on fire or what's going on.
Bad.
Stop sending it up here. We don't need that stuff. Just stop. Stop.
Dude, your stuff, like, I saw, like, this photo of, like, San Francisco with, like, those skies, and there was, like, a building it looked like that was, like, half burnt down. I swear, like, with the lighting, I was like, man, this is, like, Terminator.
Yeah.
It looked like a scene out of Blade Runner.
That was a ridiculous, weird day to go through.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so today we are talking about the Viaje Skull & Bones Daisy Cutter 2020. This cigar is a short Robusto 4x54. The country and factory are not disclosed on this, but the wrapper, binder, filler, all from Nicaragua. Little bit Andre Farkas. Price points $9.20. Cigar was released in June of 2020. Flip all that out of the way, June. What was your overall experience like with the cigar?
I think I may have had a dud cigar. I had a horrendous burn performance on mine. Wrapper refused to burn. There was ton of tunneling. I don't know about you guys, but like when I smoke cigars, before I draw in, I do like a quick little purge, and I typically would, you know, draw in. But like, I almost felt like I had to do that, so like, just to try to get the burn to be manageable, which it never was. So, you know, that probably took a big part in the actual flavors I got out of it. It was very minerally, it was very charred, it's very toasty. And I guess in this scenario, when I say toasty, I don't mean that as a good thing either, just because it was so incredibly annoying to get the burn right. But I did think the first third was respectfully good. But then again, that burn, like if any cigars burn like shit in nowadays, like there's really no reason to smoke it. So if I didn't do this for review, I definitely wouldn't be smoked. I would have smoked the whole thing.
Seth, what are your overall thoughts?
That was dark, man. That's just negative. So when you say bad toasty, that's burnt toast.
Yeah, we're talking burnt about toast. Like, you know, burnt, someone burnt
that bitter, kind of harsh.
Exactly.
Listen, I had a good experience with mine. At least the first third was, you know, some stone fruit notes, tobacco, some chocolate, sweet spices. Kind of got muddled and muted as it progressed throughout the cigar, but the first third was really nice. And I had decent construction.
John, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, if you can undisclose it all you like, but as soon as you lit up this first third, you knew exactly what tobacco this was and what factory this was coming out of. And I enjoyed it. I mean, it was a little more intense than what I'm used to from that factory. But it was nice. It, you know, lots of baking spices, cocoa, woodiness, cinnamon. I mean, it was a lot more intense, but it remained balanced, which is, I think, a tough thing to pull off. Fortunately for me, I had a good second third as well. It's like more of a creamy graham cracker, spicy combination, so it wasn't quite as intense as that first third. And then the last third became really unbalanced, just kind of dry cedar and earth, so maybe a little bit of that toasted quality that June was referring to. Construction was okay, good, you know, very good burn, but draw had some resistance to it, which... you know, I always worry about, so a little of a bit of a knock there, but overall a good experience. Aaron, what about you?
I thought the cigar was pretty basic and average throughout. I kind of felt like it was maybe a bit more of a nicotine delivery system than a, you know, a flavor focused profile. So, you know, I prefer flavor over, you know, strength. So it's not really kind of in my wheelhouse, but, you know, I never smoked the original release of Daisy Cutter, so I can't really say. I know people said it was a strong cigar, so I don't know if this was kind of trying to harken back to, you know, something strong, but you know, if you like strong cigars or whatever, go for it. It's not something I'm really come back to, and I was with June. I had poor burn. The cigar went out twice on me, so I had to write, and it's only a 4-inch cigar, so twice in 4 inches is pretty bad. So all right, let's get the score. Start at the top with John at 6.42. Seth gave it a 5.95. June gave it a 5.60. I gave it a 5.30. So, John, how'd that 6.42 match up for you?
Man, I feel like I got the good cigar on the bunch. You know, this is, this that makes sense. I think, believe it or not, the draw is kind of what held it back, I think, from being kind of a 6.5 smack dab. When I think of a 6.5 cigar, that's kind of it. You know, pretty good throughout, decent construction, enjoyable overall experience.
All right, Seth, 5.95.
Yeah, I mean, I think it adds up. I think if the second and the final third had a little bit more, I really would have loved the cigar. Really liked the flavor profile in the first third, so it adds up.
All right, June, 5.60.
It's disappointing. How many viajes have we done this year so far? Like four or five? More than ever.
Yeah.
Right, and I feel like every single one of them, while I was very hopeful that it was good, has been, you know, lackluster. I don't expect it to burn very well. Like, stuff that comes out of Andre typically doesn't have the greatest burn. I get it, right? But the flavor profile has just been overall misses, which is disappointing because, you know, they do make some good stuff. It's just, well, we must all pick the wrong ones, apparently.
Yeah.
You're going to apologize to Agonorsa Tobacco now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's undisclosed.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, my 5.3 matches up well. I mean, it was an average flavor profile and, you know, poor burn, but good draw. So it just, that gets it into the low fives. It's just, I feel like June does. It's just the Viaje group that we picked this year has just not been very impressive. So any other final thoughts from you guys on this cigar?
Are we done smoking Viajes this year?
I think so. Unless something special pops up.
We're going to find something.
I think June has checked out on VI for 2020.
The journey is over for him.
All right, I just had a terrible fucking meeting.
Yeah.
I'm bringing in some of this. Okay. I'll be better in the next round. What are we reviewing next? Right. I don't care what review is going to be good.
You didn't give it a 3.5, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.